And now the Europeans, especially the French, are being very active when it comes to talking to Iran. We had the French foreign minister today in Tehran, although he said that probably it needs a longer time now. President Macron may be going to Tehran, but certainly going to Washington in April. The three Europeans meeting Americans again this month in Berlin. I want to know what is your understanding of this situation, this amount of diplomacy in action, if this is going to be another kind of nuclear talks, which we saw back in 2003, starting there, if this is going to be the same process.
Well, I don't think it will be the same process as nuclear talks, but I think that France and the United States and other countries as well would like to see talks with Iran about its missile program. France is in the lead in pursuing this for a couple of reasons. I think, first of all, France is concerned about Iran's missiles and the fact that some of them were designed to carry nuclear weapons. France has many national interests in the Middle East and sees these missiles as being destabilizing to the region and to France's interests. There's also a tactical reason why France would be promoting action on missiles. It's because France wants to preserve the JCPOA. And given that President Trump has insisted that Europeans work with him to find a way to limit Iran's missiles and to extend the limits on the JCPOA and other things. The missile issue is one where progress is possible, and therefore France wants to see if they can make progress on the missile issue and to show the United States how actively they're working as a way of almost, if I could say, placating Trump so that he won't pull the plug on the JCPOA.